On Thursday mornings, about 50 veterans meet at the Warrior Resource Center in Montrose. They come here to have a cup of coffee and maybe a donut, but mostly they're here to mingle with others who served in the military. The veterans here span many generations and many wars. Some served during World War II and Korea, others fought in Vietnam and the Middle East. And they represent every branch of the military. David Adams did 3 tours in Iraq. He retired from the Army in 2007 due to a back injury. Adams says he tries to come here every week.
I'm probably one of the youngest veterans in here, but it's fun to sit with them and talk to them and listen to their stories, and you know, they listen to my stories too.
After the coffee, Adams sticks around to use one of the center's other free programs.
I like to come and go to the group therapy sessions, and we talk about a lot of things, that more personal stuff that, you know, if you don't want to talk about it while you're drinking coffee with the guys, you don't have to. You know, you can go in there and express your feelings in there and get a little more deeper with an actual social worker that comes down and helps us.
Adams suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder.
The group therapy that we do really helps me with the PTSD, and it helps me to come in and talk with other vets that have PTSD also, and we can share our problems, and we come to find out, you know, hey, we're not all that different. We have a lot of the same problems, even though there's such an age gap between me and the others.
Arlene Bercier served in the Army and Air Force, but she's new to the Warrior Resource Center. Bercier recently moved to the area from Phoenix and wants to get to know fellow veterans.
The connections that I'm making are giving me the opportunity to not only get to know Montrose better, but to get a better feel of the community that I'm now living in. And I think feel better about being here and not be so isolated.
Bercier also plans on taking advantage of some of the center's other resources.
I just only been here a couple months and I need a job, so I've looked through their little folder and got some ideas and places to put applications in. I will be working with them to help me put together some different resumes.
The Warrior Resource Center is part of Welcome Home Montrose. Welcome Home Montrose calls itself the first privately funded nonprofit in the country to offer these services to veterans and their families. Emily Smith is the center's executive director. Her husband is in the Army, and he served in Iraq and Afghanistan. And in addition to running the place, Smith uses some of its services. She meets with other veteran spouses to talk about how tough military marriages can be.
I mean, I think every marriage is difficult. There's ups and downs when any two people try to share everything in life. And with veterans, they came home very different than how they left.
Smith says she finds security and strength in talking to fellow military spouses.
I have a place that I can go and ask questions. I have a place that I can go if I need to cry. I have amazing women that are so strong, and I'm grateful to be able to be a part of it.
Although it's been open only 2 years, Welcome Home Montrose currently serves about 700 registered veterans. Smith and an assistant are the center's only employees. Most of the programs are run by volunteers. David Adams, the young Iraq War veteran, says he feels fortunate to have the center in his community.
It means a lot to me in the fact that this is a volunteer program pretty much, and that they're here to help us as veterans. That's what they're here for, as veterans.
For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.